Okay, so are you ready to like totally level up the way you work?
Always up for that.
Okay, good, because today we're going deep on something called quiet work.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's super fascinating. And we're looking at this article called The Quiet Work Movement: Why Deep Focus is the New Productivity Trend.
Right.
And I think this could be like really relevant to everyone listening.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, who doesn't want to be more productive these days?
Exactly. Okay, so like let's just jump right in. What exactly is quiet work?
Well, it's kind of what it sounds like, you know? It's about creating space for focused work without distractions.
Okay, but like everyone says that right. What makes this different?
I think the difference is the intentionality behind it. Quiet work is a real shift away from that always-on mentality, you know, like
Right.
constantly checking emails and
Oh,
multitasking.
yeah, I totally get that.
It's about recognizing that deep focus requires a different approach.
Okay, so it's like turning off notifications, closing all those tabs.
Yeah, exactly. It's about giving your brain the space to actually think deeply without all the constant interruptions.
So it's kind of like a mental detox.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's interesting?
Right.
This trend is popping up now for a reason.
Right, because like we're all so overwhelmed.
Exactly. We're bombarded with information all the time, and it's exhausting.
No kidding.
Quiet work is like a pushback against that chaos, you
Right.
know? It's a way to reclaim our focus and sanity.
It's so true. And I think like the pandemic and remote work really accelerated this whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. Suddenly everyone was working from home surrounded by
Oh,
distractions.
yeah. And like trying to work with kids running around, pets barking, it was a lot.
Exactly. So people started looking for ways to create boundaries and protect their focus.
Okay. I'm totally on board with this idea in theory. How does this actually work in practice? Like, I have a million things to do every day, emails, meetings, deadlines. How do I fit quiet work into all of that?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think the key is to start small. You don't have to like revamp your whole life overnight.
Right.
Maybe just start with like 30 minutes a day.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Find a quiet spot, turn off your notifications, close all those distracting tabs, and just focus on one task.
So simple, yet so hard sometimes.
Right. But even small chunks of quiet work can make a huge difference.
I could see that.
And as you get more comfortable, you can gradually increase the amount of time you spend in deep
Of
focus.
like building a muscle, right?
Exactly. The more you practice, the easier it becomes.
And like, what about those of us who love collaborating?
Oh, absolutely. Quiet work doesn't mean you have to become a hermit.
Right.
It's about being intentional with your time.
Okay.
So maybe you schedule blocks for focused work and then have separate time for meetings and brainstorming sessions.
This is all about balance, right?
Exactly. Finding the right balance for you and your work style.
Okay, so I'm convinced that quiet work is a good thing, but like, what are the real tangible benefits?
Well, think about it. When you're constantly switching between tasks, your brain gets tired. It's like you're running a mental marathon, but you keep stopping to tie your shoelaces.
That's a great analogy.
But with quiet work, it's like you're giving your brain a clear path to run on. You can think more clearly, solve problems more effectively, and be way more creative.
So it's not just about getting more done, it's about doing better work.
Exactly. And the benefits go beyond just productivity, you know?
Oh, like what else?
Well, when you're less distracted and more focused, you're also less stressed.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
like you're giving your mind a break from all that mental clutter.
That makes so much sense, and like stress is such a killer for creativity and productivity.
Exactly. So quiet work can actually help you feel more energized and engaged in your work.
Wow, I'm sold. This is like a total game changer.
Right. And the best part is it's something anyone can do.
Yeah, like no matter what your job is or where you work.
Exactly. It's all about finding what works for you.
So for anyone listening who's feeling totally overwhelmed and burnt out, I think quiet work is definitely worth exploring.
I agree 100%. It's like a mini vacation for your mind.
And it's not about being anti-technology or anti-collaboration.
Right. It's about being more mindful and intentional with your energy and attention.
And ultimately doing work that truly matters.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was awesome. I feel like I learned so much about quiet work, and I'm already brainstorming ways to incorporate it into my own routine.
Me too.
But now I'm curious for our listeners out there, what are your thoughts on quiet work? Have you tried it? Does it work for you? Let us know. We'd love to hear your experiences.
Definitely.
All right, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into quiet work, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.